Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
When it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life.
You're not supposed to feel confident. You're not supposed to feel ready. You're not supposed to have all the answers. Becoming someone you've never been before is stressful because you're stepping into uncharted territory. So the next time you feel fear and doubt creeping in, just know that it's part of the journey.
You can't sit back and say, I'll start in half an hour. I can't do that. I gotta start now. And then after I get back from starting, I gotta start again. And when I get done with that run or that study session, if it wasn't good enough, I gotta go back again. Because repetition is what taught me everything. So you can honestly outwork anything.
You have greater potential. You will always strive for personal excellence in life, but you will not be satisfied with the standards and expectations of average. The average man inspires no one.
Courage is the key to life itself. There are a lot of people who are born in situations that say, I'll never get out of this. So they won't. I say to people who say, well, I would like to have done so and so and so. Some of you could have done it. So, well, I couldn't get out of here. Man, the bus runs every day.
When is the best time to start? And I have a simple answer, here and now. Want to improve? Want to get better? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet or start a new business? You want to write a book or make a movie or build a house or a computer or an app? Where do you start? You start right here. When do you start? You start right now. You initiate action. You go.
The only thing that really causes the law of attraction to start in your life is the last part of that, action. The time has come for you to get up off the couch, for change some of your habits, and start moving. Action is where it's all about. It doesn't matter where you've come from or what's happened to you, what kind of setbacks you have, or what kind of discouragements, or what kind of things that you perceive are working against you. It does not matter. What matters is what you're going to do right now, today.
I promised to myself from that day that I was going to work that hard every single day so that when I do retire, I have no regrets. And that was the most important thing for me, is to leave no stone unturned, get better every single day. And if I lived that way, then over time, you know, I'd have something that was beautiful.
You cannot just exist in this life. You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that it's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump.
You know, maybe you're not the person you want to be now, but what an opportunity you have to start now, to start that journey now, to start taking the right steps now. What an opportunity you have. You know, instead of, you know, complaining and moping around and saying, man, I wish I was this. Man, I wish I was that. I wish I was her. I wish I was him. Whatever it may be. What an opportunity you have to start now.
But this is the scary thing. Why most people don't want to do that, build that willpower, is because it is scary. It unlocks a whole bunch of things about who you are and who you're not. And a lot of people don't want to go down that journey to discover who they are and who they're not. Because it's not a pretty journey.
Determine what it is need to be changed. And then be consistent, be patient. You didn't get to where you are right now overnight. And you have to be consistent with yourself. even when you don't feel like you got to do it. And if you fall, and you're probably going to fall, you just get back up.
Most people will do anything to avoid the uncomfortable feeling of fear. Those people, though, run the risk of never achieving their dreams. Your greatest dreams, your greatest accomplishments are going to be on the other side of fear. Fear is a part of life. Fear helps you to be alive, helps you to realize that, yes,
experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
There's risk, yet with risk can come reward. Don't sit around and let fear cripple you. The reality is, feel the fear. Let it burn within you for a moment and help you to be motivated to overcome whatever it is you're facing. There is no obstacle too big that you cannot overcome. There's no ocean too deep that you can't cross. There is nothing that can stand in your way when you truly have the determination to do whatever it is that you want to do.
You're going to have days where things feel off. You're going to have days where maybe you didn't do as well as you wanted to do in whatever field you're in. But it's just a day. It's not my whole life. It's just a day. And tomorrow, God willing, I wake up, I have another opportunity to take another step in the right direction, to get back on track.
You know, I think having a little bit more of a stoic mindset is better for you. You know, like sometimes we go weeks, months, maybe years just killing it. Everything's working out. You're just cruising through life. It's fucking badass. Which hits the fan sometimes. Come on, let's be real. That's just part of life. All right, as long as you know you're going to get your ass back up, you'll kind of feel better at the end of it. But, you know, when it really goes crazy, that's where you kind of develop as a person.
You don't have to have this victim mentality. You don't have to go around telling everybody your sad story of what happened to you and why you're this way. You can go and rewrite the story. You can grab the pen back from the hands of the abusers, of the bullies, of those that created limiting beliefs, and you could rewrite the story yourself. In all the blank pages that exist in your book of life. But that only happens when you start doing the self-work, when you commit to self-mastery. And I'm telling you, it's not just by reading a couple of self-help books. Figuring out who you are at your core, at your essence, what makes you tick. And only then will you be able to set higher standards of expectations for yourself. Only then will you begin to reach the milestone of impact, income, influence, inspiration. God, it's such a fucking cool thing to be able to break through the seals of all your limiting beliefs in life.
There's going to be things that go on that are out of your control. The worst thing you can do is let something that's out of your control control you. Get control of yourself. Get control of your emotions. Don't get angry. Don't get frustrated. Instead, stay calm and figure out how to move forward.
There's a terminology in psychiatry called relational illness. You've heard people say, you make me sick. Some people can make you sick. That if you fool around with them long enough will send you to an early grave. That will drive your blood pressure up. That will turn your hair gray. Who is it you need to get out of your life? You need to ask yourself the question, what is this relationship doing to me? It might be your spouse. Might be friends. Might be your job making you sick. Stressing you out and you being a volunteer victim, are you willing to die for?
Listen, if there's only one fucking pedestal, you must be on it. The idealized version of you must be on it. Not me. Not any other guru or influencer or thought leader. You get on the pedestal. You become the idealized version. You become the hero in your life's story. If your life is a movie and the movie ends, do you want your name at the end in the credits to be the hero and the star, or do you want it to be taxi driver number two?
We start to trap ourselves within our own mind. And our mind is this big barrier, this big wall. And once we get to pain and suffering, that wall gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. And the mind says, it's time to quit. If we're able to find out different ways to get around that, the first thing you have to do is just to calm your mind down. The very first thing you have to do is don't give yourself a way out. You gotta trick yourself also and say, you know what, I might quit, but I'm not gonna quit right now. If your mind knows, I'm not gonna quit. You're not gonna quit. Let your mind think it has a little control over you. Then, when you're able to calm down, you're able to think. And then realize, I call it the cookie jar, is you have to have something that fuels you in this time. So once you calm down, what's gonna get you out of the chair? You gotta remember that I've been in times just as hard as this. So I reflected back on my life.
Most of us were raised to become ordinary. And I'm not putting down ordinary, but ordinary is just not good enough for me. Ordinary is you go through your life and you fill out the forms and you pay your taxes and you do what your parents tell you and you're honorable and you're honest and you're a good citizen and then you die. Extraordinary is something very, very different. This is about recognizing within yourself that there's something very, very extraordinary that you haven't been trained to believe in, to come to a place where you can apply it and put it into your life. You can go way beyond ordinary. You can go way beyond just being average. All of us are extraordinary. We just have to come to believe it.
There's things that you know you're supposed to do as a human being. Things that you know are going to improve your life. Do those things. There's things that you know are going to make you a worse person and make your life worse. Don't do those things. Don't do the things that are making you weaker. Start doing the things that are going to make you stronger and smarter and faster and healthier and going to make you a better human being.
Things that you have in you that you don't even know, but until you get outside of your comfort zone, you will never discover it. You have something special. You have greatness within you. But in order to manifest your greatness, you've got to put yourself in a perpetual state of discomfort. Yes, you've got to challenge yourself. You've got to raise the bar on yourself. You've got to get busy. You've got to work your plan. It's time for me to do me, to pursue my dream, to work my plan, to implement the things that I want for myself and for my family and for my kids. And what is your legacy? What do you want to do for yourself?
Most people quit and never finish what they started is because they continually stack L's instead of W's. You probably do things to set yourself up to fail in life. You set your alarm clock to wake up at a certain time and then you hit that snooze button. What did you do? You stacked the L. If you think that you're meant for big goals and big dreams, change lots of lives and impact and inspire people, well, you probably need a lot of confidence. If you're always stacking losses, hitting the snooze button, saying you're going to go work out and you don't, saying you're going to eat clean and you don't, saying you're going to read a few pages out of a book and you don't, and all those things seem small and trivial until they add up over days, weeks, months, and years, and you have hardened your subconscious into knowing that you are an imposter, that you are not a promise keeper, and therefore your reputation with yourself erodes. Your reputation with yourself, as it turns out, is your confidence.
You will hold sturdy against anything that's thrown at you based on that firm inner conviction that you will not falter, you will not flounder, you will not fail.
Success is not measured on the days when the sun shines. Success is measured on the dark, stormy, cloudy days. And if you can't absorb failure, you're never going to meet success.
The emotionally immature man seeks out motivation to do something hard one time. The emotionally mature man uses discipline to do something hard 1,000 times.
You are 100% disciplined to all your current habits. If your current habits are not leading you in the direction of your dreams, a powerful new decision must be made. Discipline gets exponentially easier when you first make a decision and then commit to that decision. What's the decision that needs to be made? How you're going to show up for yourself, for your life, and for your dreams, and who you're going to be today.
You can spend your whole life looking back at your past, but that time is gone. What's important is right here, right now. You're not defined by your traumas. You're more than that. But it's up to you to bring yourself back. Write your own story. You're the hero. It's time.
Life has a habit of tossing us difficulty, struggle, and hardship. And it's natural, it's needed. In those spaces is when we have the opportunity to grow the most. Rarely do we grow when we're in spaces of comfort and warmth and protection. In life, we see it all too often. You're starting to level up, you're starting to progress, you have these big lofty goals, you have these things that you're walking towards, you're pushing towards, and inevitably, you get smacked in the mouth. You fall down, you get told, stop, get back in your box. It's not meant for you, it's meant for somebody else. And my message is this, it's meant for you. It's meant for all of us. But in that space, we have to remember that we got to get out of our own way. This is the year. This is our opportunity. I'm mindful that the harder we push towards greatness, the harder resistance is pushed towards us to keep us where we are.
You're not afraid of failing. You're afraid of what other people will think of you if you fail. But if you're afraid of that, imagine what they think of you when you aren't even trying. Oh yeah, they aren't.
Major reason why people fail in life is because of the expediency factor. That we always do, and we always take the fastest and easiest route to get the things that we want. But the fastest and easiest route in life is almost always the route to failure. It's short-term gain for long-term pain. We do what is fun and easy today instead of what is hard and necessary, and then we have to do what is hard and necessary at the end of our life, it's too late. And you'll find that the willingness and the ability to discipline yourself, to be clear about what it is you want, to be clear where you're going, to be clear about the results that you're expected to accomplish, and then to only work on those results, the ability to discipline yourself to do that is absolutely critical for success.
Don't wait. Don't wait till tomorrow. Start today. Start now. Start being who you're supposed to be and doing what you're supposed to do now.
Things just don't go your way. That's not the way the world works. You gotta make them go your way.
Think things are gonna just go your way? Well, they're not gonna just go your way.
You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen.
Guess what? That's the way life is. You don't have enough time.
You gotta make time. It's not just gonna happen. You gotta make it happen. Go make things happen.
Who are you on those days you don't want to do things? It's easy to conquer when it's good weather. You got good sleep. Work's going good. The family's good. You feel great. Your body's not injured. Those are the easy days to conquer. But who are you on those days when all hell's broke loose? You're miserable. Who are you on those days? Those people who get up on those days when everything's up and still grind? That's the separator right there.
Your haters are out there holding their breath, waiting for you to fail. Make sure they suffocate.
Discipline does not have to be all grit and denial. Discipline is giving the current version of you the boundaries and the new rules so that the next level of you can take over and create the life of your dreams, because the current version of you can't get there. Draw the line in the sand. Raise the bar for yourself. Create systems and fail safes that make it easy for you to stay disciplined and successful. Expect more of yourself, and then get to work.
You know how you judge and you measure a good man? A good man does the right thing even when it's not the easy thing. That's how you judge the character of a good man. A good man does the right thing even when it's not the easy thing. Because most people, when something is difficult, it alters their character. Right, most people, when a challenge is present, it alters their character, their thought process, their perspective, what they say they value, what they say they were a part of.
No more, I'll start tomorrow. No more, just this one time. No more accepting the shortfalls of my own will. No more taking the easy road. No more bowing down to whatever unhealthy or unproductive thoughts that float through my mind. No. No more.
I don't want you to be a f***ing loser. What if you told people the story of, hey, I had a f***ed up life, but I don't want to tell you that. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do next, and I'm going to go out and do it. That is what self-development is about. That is what peak performance is about. That is what breaking through self-limiting beliefs is about, is rewriting the story. Because as long as you have breath in your lungs, as long as your heart is beating, as long as you have consciousness in your mind, you can go and rewrite the story of how your life ends and how your life continues from this day forward, the legacy that you live.
God made you for a purpose on purpose. And the truth about it is, most people ain't gonna understand it because they didn't create you. Stop letting people quote this. Stop letting people that didn't create you control you. You're allowing human beings that are living their perspective and respect to it. You're allowing people that's living their life, their truths, all those things that are putting those on you, and you're feeling guilty, you're feeling bad, you're feeling like you're not enough with people that don't even know their own worth. You're allowing people that don't even know who they are to put labels on yourself for you to question who you are.
No more waiting for the perfect moment. No more indecision. No more lies.
And say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back, and I'll be stronger and better because of it. You have got to make a declaration. This is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it. And you're going to go all out to have it. It's not going to be easy when you want to change. It's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist.
And no more weakness. No, now is the time for strength. And through strength, and through will, and through unwavering discipline, I will become what I want to be. I will become who I want to be. And then, and only then, will I rest and say no more.
What do you do when death comes to your door? When sadness and sorrow comes and accompanies it? When the person that you looked up to the most is gone, the person you were closest to is gone, how do you channel that grief into something that can give you relief? What you do is you buckle down. In order to buckle down, you gotta dress up for battle. You gotta remember that you're a soldier and that life is still has purpose and value and need, and it needs you. Your skill set is still fresh. Your talents are still available. Your head knowledge is still useful. You have to be able to get in gear, get in position, and remember your ranking, your calling, and rely upon the training of life that you've been given, and step into the arena of life and be ready for war because you are a warrior. What can you become? What can you do with the time that you have? Tomorrow's not promised, so we have to do it today. We have to make a decision right here, right now. Will you be someone that can overcome grief? Can you find relief by finding your purpose in life? Can you believe again? Can you dream again? Can you love again? The answer is absolutely yes, because you are a warrior.
The thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Why not pick the best thing possible that you can do? Because you're more powerful than you think. Way more powerful than you think. I mean, God only knows what you are in the final analysis. You're blind to your own weaknesses, but you're also blind to your own strengths. How far can you take that? If you stopped wasting time, and if you stopped lying, and if you oriented yourself to the highest possible good that you could conceive of, and you committed to that, how much good could you do? Well, I would say, might find out. We're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Motherfucker, the purpose is you. Every fucking day I wake up, and I don't want to do some fucking shit. I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? You won't walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't. You're in the fucking dungeon. But guess what, motherfucker? I'm still going to get it.
Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real. But fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
Rise up. And aggressively move forward down the path toward victory.
What's this life about? That ain't no sense. Being tested, my friend.
The question is this. Can you be committed to the process of what you do without being emotionally attached to the results of what you do? Meaning, if you don't get what you thought you were going to get, can you still be the same individual?
Your heroes will let you down. Your heroes will let you down. One person that you can switch and change is yourself.
This is when you got to do it, when nobody's watching. That's where you really got to push it.
No one can be a great leader who isn't willing to follow someone first. And if you want to lead people, follow them. Follow the steps in the pathway that led them to come to you. Understand that you have to learn them, because the greatest resource you have are the relationships you build.
When you set out at the beginning of this year, make it your mission to sharpen those skills. Make it your mission to become more disciplined. Make it your mission to become more mentally hardened. Make it your mission to become someone who exemplifies what discipline actually is and what it looks like and what it can build and what it can become. Because the reality is the world is starving for examples of excellence.
Once you figure out your brain, you become unstoppable to almost anything. Your brain's amazing. Once you feed it the right conversation, the right mental nutrients, the right mental supplements, the right internal dialogue at the right time, with the right hit, with the right proof of what you've done in the past, and you send it right to the right circuit, dude, you're a fucking beast.
No matter what happens to you, it ain't over. It ain't over. Ain't no such a thing as over. As long as God wakes you up, that means he ain't through with you yet.
Nothing is easy. Like, running is running. It sucks. But you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes.
Consistency doesn't guarantee that you'll be successful, but not being consistent will guarantee that you won't reach success. Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
Don't post about what you're gonna do. Don't talk about what you're gonna do. Like, keep that to yourself and then just go do it.
I try to do something difficult every day. Something I don't want to do. If you open your mind, your ear, to the moments where you don't really feel like doing it, do it.
Are you strong enough to deal with just your issues, or do you have broad enough shoulders so that you can carry the weight of others? And when you carry the weight of others, they will also come and carry the weight with you. Leadership is a tool, it's a talent, it's a gift, it's a blessing, it's never a curse, because if you were cursed, you'd be abandoned. If you were cursed, you'd be alone. But when you lead, you will find that people have been waiting on you to take a deep breath. And then tell them, where do we go because of where you've led?
We don't operate well if we don't have a mission. Because then you have something to shoot for. Imagine you have the most sophisticated airplane in the world, and it takes off and there's nowhere to go. And so this is why it is so important to have a mission, to have a specific goal, because then every rep that you do will get you one step closer to that goal.
You never know how good you'll be until you try. So let's get with it. As you sort of progress, I mean, this could be anything. As you do it more and more, and maybe you kind of realize, like, okay, this is something I want to put a lot of energy into. I want to put a lot of time into this. Because not only do I like the results I'm getting, but I also like the process of, you know, making that progress.
A question, Mark Schwartz, says you have to ask yourself every moment, is this essential? He says, because most of what we do and say is not essential. And he says, when you eliminate the inessential, you get the double benefit of doing the essential things better.
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. You need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something. And that means you're going to be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension. And that can give rise to envy. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. And you're the right control for yourself, too, because you're the one who's had all your advantages and disadvantages. And so if you want to compete fairly with someone, then you should be competing with you.
Imagine that you met God at the pearly gates, and he said, you did all right. You did okay. Why don't you just come with me, and I can show you what you were supposed to do. This is the life that you were supposed to live. And it was you taking the chances. It was you having the conviction to follow your courage and to go after the things that you truly wanted. It was you playing to win, not playing to not lose. And that would be pain. The true hell is when the person you are meets the person you could have been.
There is no shame in wanting something. This whole world is based on wanting something. You've got to discover your gift, and when you discover it, you got to soak it. You got to wring it out, man. You got to diversify it. Most of us only have one talent, but do you know that that's all you need? If you take that background that you're from and never let it define you, but allow it to redefine you, all that stuff works for the good. Do you understand that you needed everything that's happened to you to happen to you in the exact order that has happened in order for you to be the person that you are today?
It's either you have it or you don't.
That sounds like excuses to me. I mean, you gotta figure it out. If you really have an obsession to figure it out, you will figure it out. And every puzzle is constructed differently. Everybody has a different puzzle, man. You just gotta figure out your own puzzle.
You're wondering why other people are successful. Like, who gives a... You can say you think it sucks, but to spend time wondering why someone is successful and hating, it doesn't do any good. I don't spend time wondering why I hate things or hating things or hating on someone or being jealous.
Don't mistake kindness for weakness. And if you think about why that saying exists for two reasons. One, because people do mistake kindness for weakness. The other reason that statement exists is they're saying don't do that because it's a mistake, because kindness is not weakness. In fact, kindness takes strength. And when you have that person that has that internal fortitude, most of the time those tough guys are acting like they're tough because they're insecure about something. That's what's going on. And so when people actually have, when people are kind, it's because they're secure.
It breaks my heart to see people who could be geniuses, who could be super healthy, who could have lots of prosperity, who could be doing amazing things in their community, who could be living gorgeous lives, serving the world, shining their luminosity on the world, and they're stuck. And they blame it. It's because of my mom. It's because of my dad. It's because of the country I live in. Just a whatever. Just a... I mean, that's... We do create our reality through our mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set.
There are people who say they want to be a champion, but they don't know the cost. There are people who say they want expensive vehicles, but they don't know the cost. You see, the cost is not on the sticker. The cost is not going to practice. The cost comes with maintenance. Maintenance is getting up and having discipline every single day. Maintenance is having the work ethic to outwork your competition and to imagine that they're coming for you and that you're the hunter.
I always put people way above me when I was growing up. Like, my God, they had to have a lot more than me to get to where they're at. And a lot of them did. But once you get around the best of the best of the best people, you can kind of start breaking them down and realizing, man, you're just me, like we all have, but all you did was you hit it better.
Everything that you do, you should keep striving to find out just how great you can be, but there's a cost that comes with it. It may cost you some relationships because some people can't handle being around someone so driven. Can you stand having people isolate from you because you demand so much from you that they know that they can't withstand being around you because the sun gets too hot and some people will know.
You know you have the desire to achieve more. And so what's it going to take for you to start rewriting the story in your life? See, the problem is you have bought into this false narrative that you are destined for failure because you come from a failed family. You come from a divorced family. You come from a family of alcoholics. Blue collar. We're just supposed to be blue collar. No, you're not. You can make as much money as you want. You can have as much freedom as you want. You can have as much opportunity as you want, but you got to go out and get it. Because I can tell you right now, every single one of you out there have exactly what you deserve.
You have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen.
I hate Plan B. Every thought that you put into Plan B, you're taking away now that thought and that energy from Plan A. I've never, ever had a Plan B. I made a full commitment that I'm going to go and be a bodybuilding champion. I made a full commitment that I'm going to be in America. I made a full commitment that I'm going to get in the show business and I'm going to be a leading man. No matter what it takes, I will do the work. I will do the work over and over and over until I get it.
You want your stuff, it's necessary you take responsibility for it. That you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. And here's something you've got to resolve. Say this to yourself every day. See, as long as you're breathing, you got a shot at your dream.
The work you put in will cost you. It'll cost you calluses, it'll cost you time, it'll cost you relationships, and you can't go back. Once you start on this journey, you gotta continue. Because if you turn back, you'll have regret. And there's no reason for you to regret being great. There's a cost. Pay it.
You have to envision something that is more powerful than you. Something has to get you out of bed.
Every day is day one. Every day you're deciding what you're going to do. And you are not trapped by what you were or who you were. Because you never want to get trapped by dogma. You never want to get trapped by history. Doesn't mean you discard history or ignore it, but you can't be blindly following what you've done. And that's the heart of day one, is you're always starting fresh.
Time of year when everybody's talking about what they're going to do next year and what they're going to become and what they're going to achieve and how they're going to change and how they're going to do all these things that they have failed at doing many previous years before this year. What makes you think that next year is going to be any different? What makes you think that when January 1st rolls around, that all of a sudden you're going to change everything about yourself and become this brand new version of yourself? Haven't you told yourself this before? How many Mondays have you told yourself that you were going to start? How many years have you made the same resolutions that you failed to keep? You have to understand that if you are to make a change in your life, you have to develop discipline.
Because to be a winner, you want to be disciplined. You want to know what you're doing. And then you want to be on the edge where your skills are being developed. And if you're going to be on the edge where your skills are going to be developed, you're at a place where losing is always a possibility. Because otherwise you're not pushing yourself beyond your current capacity.
I kind of feel like every day you have a certain amount of energy. And I'm not talking calories. I'm talking like mental. A certain amount of stuff which you can put out into the world. And I think the more you have to deal with everything else on this, what do you have left if you want to do something productive, you know? How much stuff are you paying mind to? How much stuff are you putting energy into thinking about? How much effort are you putting into stuff that not only is not going to contribute to anything meaningful for yourself, but also just weighs you down?
How much faster would you achieve your goals if it was just you and your goal? Not you and your goal and Netflix and video games and social media and friends you don't like and movies and shows and all these distractions that are splitting your attention in a million different directions. You can blame your lack of accomplishment on your friends, on your family, on this, on that. But the reality is, if it was just you and your goal and no other noise, no other distractions, I guarantee you would have nothing better to do than achieve your goal. So look around at your life and identify the things that take your attention away from the person you want to be and the things you want to accomplish, and remove that shit. Because if your goals are as important to you as you say they are, why would you voluntarily make it harder to achieve?
Man, do what you do, right? Stop worrying about what everybody else is doing. Stop looking at what everybody else is doing. And stay focused on what it is that you feel God has called you to do specifically. That's your greatness. That's where your power is. People start to rush their lives based upon highlight reels on social media. I said, the part you forget, nobody showed you the failures. Nobody showed you the shortcomings. People very rarely show you the adversity and the opposition. And so do what you do, right? Approach it how you approach it. That's what God will bless you upon. It's not you doing it in a way that somebody else does it. No, he placed greatness in you. Do it how you do it, in a way that only you can do it, so God can bless it.
Stop thinking that it could be better, that you should have said it differently, that you should have done it another way. It doesn't matter. What's done is done. And the rest is just your overthinking, making it out to be more than it is.
Can't just wait for things to get perfect. You just go out and do stuff. Your motivation. Key motivation. You need discipline. Because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days.
Every time I start doing things I don't want to do, I grow.
So wherever you're finding yourself, whatever level of discomfort you're finding yourself in, look, just toughen up. Just toughen up, okay? We have a world full of weaklings, and nobody needs a weakling.
Because when you do hard things, you then are fortified and reinforced for the inevitable hardship that life is. Because all of life is hardship with brief moments of bliss, my friend. And if you have created a zone of comfort in a world of hardship, you become unstoppable. You must adopt that mindset. You will not be the victim in life.
You're going to start to create something. You have no motivation, you have no drive, you have no ambition, but you're going to force it to happen anyway, because that's what bad motherfuckers do, and that's what you are. So you're going to go through day by day by day doing the work, regardless of how you feel like it. And then what's going to happen is you're going to see a little bit of a result. And when you see that little bit of result, you're going to get happy. Because now you can clearly see that if I do the work, this result will happen. So if you're in this phase where it doesn't feel like it's worth it, where it doesn't feel like it's very fun, just remember, if you keep going and you do not let your feelings dictate what your actions will be, the results will always be there.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings got to go away. It's raining outside, it's cold outside, when you don't want to put those long hours in at work, that's what I'm talking about. Your feelings must go away. When everybody leaves to go home and there's only one light on, in a building, a 15-story building, and only one office, that's the motherfucker right there you gotta be. That is true. But you gotta learn to shut your feelings off if You want to achieve greatness.
People that are hungry believe, always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. People that are hungry know if you want to be successful, you must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
The difference between who you are and who you want to be is what you do today. Everything tomorrow, I'll get to it tomorrow, or I'll get to it the next day. Who told you you had to tomorrow? Who told you that? Like, come on. Like, now, no opportunity wasted. No opportunity wasted. How arrogant are you to think that if you don't do it right now, do it when you have the opportunity, that you're gonna have the same opportunity a week from now? How arrogant. How arrogant of you to think that if you don't get it done today, that that same opportunity is going to present itself 6 weeks later. How arrogant of you.
The number one thing that's going to change your life, the only thing that will change your life, change your business, change your money, change your relationship, is you must raise your standard. Changes our life long term is when we raise our standards. It means that all of us in life have things we want. We don't get what we want, we get what we have to have. We all get what we tolerate in ourselves and other people. But when you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes.
Be grateful for where you begin. Your humble beginnings of being broke, of being hungry, of feeling alone. Be thankful for it. Because this is the skeleton that you will build your life upon. Your sacrifice is necessary. It's the most important ingredient in becoming something more than what you were. You have to struggle. Otherwise, the journey will not be rewarding, and if it came quickly, you wouldn't appreciate it. Enjoy the struggle. It's because this is the basement for you. And now you have to decide, am I ready to elevate my life out of this situation? You wouldn't know it unless you were at the bottom.
I say chase your dreams, man. Do that thing, man, that keeps you up at night. That thing that bothers you, man, that makes you trip. You can't quit thinking about it. You always, that thing, man, that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a new idea. That's what you got to chase. Because anything else, it's going to disappoint you. You're going to forever be sad, man. If you don't chase that dream, you're going to forever be miserable, man. I would hate to die and never do the thing I was born to do. That's a sad thing, man.
There's times in your life when things are going to happen that you've got to begin to put your dream on hold. And you might have to reinvent yourself. It's called life. And don't tell everybody about it. 80% don't care. 20% glad is you. You have to suck it up and handle it. Being a risk taker, walking by faith and not by sight. Stuff happens to you.
It's something that you have to harness, something that you want to be. You have to be that person that has developed a game changer mindset, a person that wants to be the uncommon amongst the uncommon. Game changer is a motherfucker that says, I've been training my entire life to take the big shot. I'm talking about a person that knows their value and knows that when they come to the table, it's the best in the fucking world. A game changer has built that belief through hard work. They know who they are. And they bring the difference to the table.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
Because the war path is also a war against weakness, and so it leads to strength. It is a war against ignorance, and so it leads to knowledge. It is a war against confusion, and so it delivers understanding. And the war path leads to control and to ownership of your life. That is the war path. The path of fire and adversity. The path of blood and sweat and suffering. The war path is the interminable path of discipline, which is why it leads to freedom. In the end, the war path leads to peace.
The fire of motivation, the fire of trying to achieve something for a better version of yourself, is something that if you practice it long enough, you can recall it. Because you have that fire inside of you. Strong mind goes together with strong body. I think there is a similarity with it, because you cannot reach to have a strong body if there is not the fuel behind it that gave you the push, the motivation to do so in order that you finally develop in that direction.
If you're struggling right now and you're having a hard time and you're pissed off and you're frustrated, know two things. One, you're not alone. Two, this is necessary for you to get where you want to go. And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all of the pain will be for nothing. And you need to remember that.
When it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life, and that I can't do.
What do you do when you don't have people to turn to? What do you do when you don't have the support system you once had? What do you do when you feel like you're less of a person because of the struggle you're in, and if you told people, they would look at you oddly? What do you do when your pride is at stake? What do you do as you stop living on pride and you start digging inside? Start to believe that the same way you got in this hole, there's a path out of it. The work it took, the things that happened that brought you to this situation are not greater than the skill set that is within you. What does you have in your hand? If you dug yourself into a hole, you still have your hands. Put your hands to work, put your faith to work, put your heart into it. The same way you dug your way into the hole, you can take that same path out of the hole.
Which is, use what you have. And a lot more people have pain, a lot more people have anger, a lot more people have shame. And if you can use that as your gas in the beginning, you'll eventually get to a point where you can get out of that loop and then find something that you are really passionate about. But if you can't tie your shoes, you can't lift the weight, you can't send the DM, then you have to start with whatever you have.
If you're worried about something that someone did to you years ago, you're being a pussy to yourself, man. You're not getting out there and squeezing that fucking soul out every day. I ain't got time about you, man. Because tomorrow, I got to go back to the grind. And tomorrow, I go back to the grind again and again and again and again. I don't have time to put you into the hate bank. There's no hate. It's all filtered out, man, through the grind.
If there is something that you can to 100% adjust and control in this life, It can only be yourself. If there is something which is 100% in your control, it must be yourself. What else should it be? And so, if you think there is a possibility to master something, to take responsibility of something, then I think it must be related, first of all, to your being.
You know how you got there. You know the situations, you know the circumstances, you know how it began to overwhelm you. Since you know that, put the knowledge to use. Stop being afraid of it. Don't create this monster that you think that you can't face. The idea of going broke, if you've been broke, you're at the bottom. If you're at the bottom, you can look up. And if you can look up, you can get up. And if you can get up, you can stay up. And if you can stay up, you can climb up. And if you can climb up, you can create a platform.
And if you don't get up in the morning when you're feeling tired, scared, if you don't execute, you're not just cheating yourself, dude. You're cheating your family. You're cheating your whatever you're a part of. It's bigger than you, man.
Short-term thinking says one workout doesn't matter. I can skip it. Short-term thinking encourages you to make short-term emotional decisions that hurt you in the long run. The further from the path you will stray.
Decide to live your fantasy. See, in life, you can go through life, you can come up with reasons or you can come up with results. You can come up with excuses or you can come up with achievements. You can go through life blaming or you can come up with solutions. The choice is in your hands, satisfaction or despair. We can choose that.
Your dreams are just around the corner, but you got to get out of the nightmare. You see, the greatest thing that you have is you. It's the tool that God gave you.
There's not one person that you look up to, not one, that gets up every day and says, this is fucking amazing. I can't wait to do this. No matter what they tell you on social media, they still have bad days. They still have days where they want to do something else. The difference is they don't because they're committed. You can be the person who's committed. You can be the person who says, this is going to fucking work no matter what happens, no matter how frustrated I get, no matter how angry I get. No matter what, I'm f***ing doing this. Those are the people that are going to win.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.